What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled The Gens Rule This World. So, as you guys know, I've been telling you for years now that there are ETs, extraterrestrials, aliens, whatever the fuck you want to call them. They're called Gens. So, somebody uploaded a video here on MGTOW TV and I just boosted it. That way, you all can see it. And it's about this Christian guy, I think, who did a big study of the Genesis chapter in the Hebrew Bible, which is the Torah. And he was talking about entities that may have bred with us, and those are the ones who are really running this world. Yeah, they're called jinns. See, God created three types of beings. He created the angels out of pure light, meaning that the angels have no free will. Okay, so when God tells an angel to do something, they do it. They can't say, sir, yes, sir, fair ass. They can't do that. Then he created the jinns. The jinns are created out of scorching fire, okay? They're smarter than us. They're better looking than us. They're superior to us in every way. And they also have free will, okay? Then he created us out of mud and clay, okay? Now, the jinns, again, they have free will. Vast majority of them, they don't like us, okay? In fact, Satan, known as Beelzebub or Iblis, is the head jinn. And he said to God, with the exception of your staunchest supporters, I'm going to take everybody to Jahannam with me. And God said, game on. Now, according to this Christian guy, the word Elohim in Hebrew, not Hebrew, but in the Torah, means multiple gods. You see, in Islam, there is no multiple gods. Allah Wahid, which means one God, okay? So in Islam, there are no multiple gods, okay? Now, this is why the Jews don't talk of jinns. You see, the Jews, they do not have jinns, okay? To them, they have multiple gods. So as far as the Jews are concerned, there are multiple gods out there, and their job is to align with the God who supports them the most. You see, Satan, when the Jews hang out with Satan, they think that he is the head god, that he is a top dog, and he's out competing all the other gods. And that's because Satan, he gives them success. As you guys know, anybody who joins Satanism automatically gets worldly success. Look at all the rappers, look at all the entertainers, look at Cum Bucket Harris, for example. The bitch is totally useless, yet she's wildly successful, and I think she's gonna be 70% president of the USA. Why? Because she signed that agreement with Satan. In fact, God in the Quran says, if you, as Muslims, take the Jews and Christians, who they themselves have become allies, there is no going back for you, because at that point you just signed a deal with Satan. So when these people sign a deal with Satan, they get worldly success, and they interpret that worldly success that their God is the head God, and that's a God who is winning. What they fail to realize is that that's God letting Satan toy with them a little bit, because at the end of the day, guys, Satan doesn't care about us. In fact, Satan views us as inferior, subhuman, pathetic, and to a certain degree, he's actually right. So, again, Satan wants us all to go to the hellfire. He is going to mislead us. So all these people out there who follow Satan, they get temporarily worldly success, and they interpret that as, hey man, Satan is the real God. So again, in Judaism, guys, they don't have jinns. In Judaism, they believe that Elohim is multiple gods, and you just need to ally yourself with the head god. And again, according to the Jews, the head god is Satan, because apparently Satan blesses them. Now you guys know why Jews worship Satan, because to them, Satan is the head god who's kicking ass. But again, from an Islamic perspective, God, the real God, the one true God, is letting Satan toy with them by giving them the illusion that, yeah, guys, I'm God, you know, I'm the lead God here, I'm the, you know, I'm the Mac Daddy around this motherfucker, you know. But in reality, Satan is just misleading the Jews. Now, why is this important for you guys to understand? You see, there is no Muslim, including Sheikh Imran Hussein, who speaks of the jinn. I think out of a billion plus Muslims, I think I'm the only Muslim out there who actually talks about the jinns from a intellectual perspective. A lot of other people, they don't do that. To Muslims, either they're totally unaware of jinns, either they just dismiss them, or some Muslims are like, oh man, a jinn made me do it, you know. At the end of the day, when it comes to jinns, the vast majority of Muslims out there, they have no philosophical, intellectual ideas of the jinns and just how much jinns can interact with us. Now, what got me thinking about the jinns was the verse in the Quran when God said, when you martyr yourself for God, you will go to heaven and you will get virgins untouched by man and jinn. And that's what got me thinking. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I understand virgins untouched by man, but what do you mean untouched by jinns? Are you telling me that there's a possibility that jinns were able to procreate with people? And once I started to ponder about that verse, and you know, I could be totally wrong, but Islam gives us the right to actually use our motherfucking brain. You know, a lot of Muslims out there, they're dumb as rocks because they just believe whatever their mullah tells them. You know, they don't use their brain. Okay, this is why the Ummah of Muhammad is the way it is. Because literally, these people do not use their brain. Okay, they have no intellectual or philosophical mechanism to actually ponder what's going on. They just need some mullah to tell them what to believe in, what to say, what to do. And that's pretty much their entire life. Me, because I'm, you know, ethnically Jewish, I get to use my motherfucking brain. So, is it a possibility that jinns interacted with us and were able to act? Is it possible that Eve cheated on Adam with Satan, and because of that, man has jinn DNA in them? Now, again, jinns, they have free will. Not all jinns are evil and they want to see us destroyed. Vast majority of them do. So is it possible that we as humans have jinn DNA in us? That's what makes us smarter than the person standing next to us? You guys look at black people. I was at Walmart earlier today buying some stuff for the food truck, and there were these black women. They're wearing the masks. They're wearing the masks for Scamarona. They're going about their day as if it's just a regular old day. I'm just wearing a freaking mask. So I am beginning to think, is it possible that people like me, and maybe even you, who actually think quote unquote outside the box, is it possible that we actually might have jinn DNA in us that makes us intellectually and philosophically superior to the average normie? Is it possible that I have a jinn who is dealing with me? You know how all of us get to talk to one another? Like, when I say talk to one another, I'm not talking about you and me talking to each other. I'm talking about, you know, when you're driving down the car and you're like talking to yourself, you know, that's a jinn, dudes. I don't know if you guys know it or not. We have jinns. Now, jinns communicate with us only to what our intellect, aka our IQ, is capable of. You look at black people, because black people obviously are retarded, literally retarded. Jinns interact with them in like, okay, bro, just go burn down fucking, Foot Locker. You know, shoot the guy at fucking Taco Bell for not giving you a fucking extra cup of ketchup or a pack of ketchup, right? So, jinns interact with people on different brain waves, all depending on their IQ. So, a jinn can deal with me on a higher philosophical, intellectual basis than they would with some low IQ black person or one of the many low IQ Muslim people out there. See, there's a reason why white people were able to get to where they are today. Guys, this is jinn technology, okay? This damn smartphone I'm using, this is jinn technology, okay? Humanity went further in 50 years than in 5,000 years. Why? Because white people are a little bit smarter than the rest of God's creation, and therefore, jinns were able to transact with white people on a higher IQ, on a higher brain level, and bring us all this stuff, like airplanes and the smartphone and tablets and computers and processors. Now, some of us can be saying, well, social media, look at what social media did. It made women dirty, dirty sharmutas. But also at the same time, social media allowed good men like you and me to connect and talk with one another. So, you guys, at the end of the day, gotta understand, jinns are gonna give us the technology like a knife. You know, what are we gonna do with a knife? You know, I got a knife here somewhere. This is a pair of scissors, and they're sharp. You know, I have knives in here because obviously I fucking work in a food truck. But, you know, this fucking scissor over here, I can cut chicken with it and do beautiful food. I can also stab somebody with it and end up doing something really bad, right? So the jinns, they give us the technology to do with it what we can. It can be either really good or really bad. We just tend to do what's really bad, like going on OnlyFans and busting it wide open for simps on OnlyFans. So this video, I think, is very important because a lot of people out there, I honestly think that I am probably the foremost expert on jinns in the world. I know some of you guys are looking at me like, let me get this straight. Some guy working in a freaking food truck is the foremost expert on jinns in the world. How does that work? Well, think about it. You have the Jews who claim that jinns are gods. Then you have the Muslims who totally bypass the jinns, overlook the jinns, or just say, oh, the jinn made me do it. You know, I got an evil jinn that forces me to, like, do bad shit. It's like, nah, bro. God in the Quran says, yuwaswis fi sudur an-nas. All a jinn can do is simply whisper in your chest. Well, you know, a jinn is not gonna make you grab this scissor and go murder people with it. He's not gonna do that, okay? So, nobody here... You know, when I was watching that documentary where the Christian guy was actually using his high IQ to talk about these so-called gods, I'm like, yeah, bro, those are motherfucking jinns. I've been telling you guys that for fucking years now. And this is why I boosted the video, because that video pretty much proved I was right all along. That A, we're not alone, and these jinns are the ones who are large and in charge, and they run the world. And again, no Muslim out there, including Sheikh Imran Hussein, talks about the jinns because it's gonna make them look like they're crazy people, you know? Like, in Islam, the people who talk about the jinns, oh, the jinn made me do it, you know, those are the crazy people, you know? And that's because they use the jinn as an excuse to justify whatever retardation or whatever dumb shit they do, really, you know? So this is why a lot of Muslims out there, they refrain of talking about the jinns because they don't want to be classified as mentally ill, which is what most Muslims are who talk about jinns, and that's primarily because they blame jinns for everything. Now, there are Muslim grifters out there who say, oh yeah, bro, you have an evil jinn that has taken you over. Give me money and I'll get the jinn away from you. Guys, there's no such thing as a jinn taking you over, okay? The only way a jinn can take you over is look at Cum Bucket Harris. She let the jinns take her over, okay? There is no such thing as jinns taking you over against your motherfucking will. You invite them in. This is what you guys need to understand, okay? Free will is you having the decision to do what's right or what's wrong. Nobody forces you to do what's right or what's wrong, you know? If I force you, tell you, hey man, eat this pork or I'm gonna stab you with the scissors, and you eat the pork, guess what? God is not gonna hold it against you because you were forced, okay? But when a jinn tells you, yeah man, steal bro, yeah man, kill bro, and you go out and do it, that's 100% on you because the jinn did not force you. So you guys out there gotta understand, jinns do not force you to do anything against your will. They cannot take over your body. The maximum they can do is whisper in your chest what to do. And if you want to do it, that's on you. If you don't want to do it, amen, that's good for you. Okay, that's number one. Stop faulting Satan for all your shortcomings. You know, you guys remember that song? The devil made me do it. You know, it doesn't work like that. Okay, that's number one. Number two, I am really beginning to think that there are people out there like me who might actually have jinn DNA in them, because I am now certain, almost certain, that jinns were able to procreate with humans, and thus they created a hybrid species of humans and jinns. See guys, when I walk around Walmart, I'm like, how do these people live with themselves, you know? How can somebody in fucking 2024, going on 2025, be wearing a mask? I cannot fathom to think how normies live with themselves. I'm like, how can these people do it? How can these people be like $500,000 in debt, work a job they hate, drink alcohol? Fucking, the life of a normie to me is an abomination. And I'm like, am I the weird one, right? So I might be the one with the jinn DNA that makes me superior to the average normie who's a pure human, you know? And again, jinns are superior to us. That's a fact. That's not even an opinion, okay? They got all this technology, okay? In fact, King Solomon was able to have a jinn transport the throne of Queen Sheba from modern-day Yemen all the way to the Holy Land in a blink of an eye, okay? So obviously, these people, these jinns, have technology that we probably don't even know exists, that we probably cannot even fathom. They already had that 3,000-plus years ago, okay? So these jinns, they're obviously working on a higher intellectual and philosophical level than human beings. I mean, the jinns are up here, we're like fucking down here. But when jinns, you know, breed with humans, you know, then they get to have that, then the humans get to have this intellectual and philosophical level that is unmatched by any other human being. You know, if you look throughout history, it's usually one or a few people that change the world, okay? You look at Nikola Tesla, okay? That was one person. You look at the founding fathers. You know, the founding fathers were what? A couple of people. They changed the world. So what does this tell you guys? It tells you that the average dipshit normie or retarded goy, as I like to call them, they won't do jack squat. These people who are 100% human DNA, they're, and I don't want to call them animals. Well, you know what? God actually calls them animals in the Quran. He says, Zayal an'am, just like the animals, okay? The average human being who's 100% human DNA is an animal. They are no different than a crocodile, a fly, a bear. Just like fucking animals go about their business and they don't care about anything else, that's what the average human does, okay? So that's how you end up having people like me, people like Nikola Tesla, people like the founding fathers who come on in and they pretty much revolutionize everything. That's due to the fact that our DNA probably is a hybrid DNA of advanced gen DNA, you know? And this is why a lot of Muslims don't talk about this stuff, because you guys are probably looking at me right now saying, shit, Amr finally went off the deep end. Did he finally get off his medication? You know, only medication I'm on is fucking TRT, right? So you guys are probably looking at me like I'm fucking crazy. But that's why I boosted the video, so you all can take a look at that video and then come back here and be like, okay, make up your own goddamn mind. So you guys out there gotta ask yourself the question, you know, Cum Bucket Harris ain't in charge. Child molester Joe Biden ain't in charge. So who the fuck is in charge, right? It's the evil djinns. The evil djinns are the ones who are large and in charge. And then you have good djinns out there who might be interacting with you. Again, you might have good DNA. You might have superior djinn DNA in you. That's why you're not like the rest of fucking 100% humans out there who are nothing more than animals, really. You know, you might even have a djinn that talks to you. You know, again, we all talk to ourselves. I mean, when you drive a car, you're talking to yourself. How many of you guys talk to yourself on a daily basis? Like, I wonder what I should get today. Am I missing anything, right? Why you do that? That's because you have a djinn who's interacting with you. Now, you guys might be asking, well, how come I can't see the motherfucking djinn? Again, djinns are vastly superior to us, okay? So, as far as we know, a djinn could be sitting right next to me and be in a totally different dimension than me. You guys out there need to understand. Djinns are vastly, vastly, vastly superior to us human beings. So the question you guys are probably asking is, wait a minute, Amr. If God created the djinns to be, who are so goddamn advanced and superior, why the hell would he create us inferior human beings who are made out of clay and water? You see, that's God's way of saying, look, the super duper superior people, the superior entities, again, they're called djinns, who had it all, they did not obey me, they did not respect me, but these inferior type humans over here who have to hunt for their food, they have to fucking toil in the world, they have it very hard, very bad. Look, they're grateful to me, while you djinns who have it all are ungrateful to me. That's why God created us. Now, of course, that's my personal guesstimate, and again, I am entitled to that. You know, I'm pretty sure once I upload this video on YouTube, I'm gonna get a lot of Muslim sales out there saying, you know, having heart attacks, saying, oh my God, this guy is a kafir. Oh my God, I can't believe he said that. It's like, bro, okay? This is why the Ummah of Muhammad is backwards, stupid. It's because we don't use our brain to think. We just rely on some mullah to tell us what to do, what to say, what to think. And then we just go about our day as animals, you know. We just want pussy. He just want fucking money. That's all the vast majority of the followers of Muhammad want. Guys, I would rather be doing this video thinking than fucking a bitch or fucking, you know, trying to make money. Now, I could do the two things. Like, for example, in this food truck, you know, I got my DoorDash and Uber Eats app on, you know. So, and you guys saw me yesterday, right? I'm making a video for you. The Uber app, the DoorDash app went on. I accepted the DoorDash order. And I went about my business, you know. If I want, you know, I can call up one of my associates, you know, one of my friends, and be like, hey, man, come work on the truck for a few days, you know, make a nice $100 a day, and I go to Colombia and fuck a few bitches, you know. This is what high IQ people do, you know. So at the end of the day, you guys gotta understand when it comes to being high IQ, it's pretty much what Hammerhand said. Control your motherfucking biology. A lot of guys out there, they can't control their biology. This is why a lot of normies out there do dumb shit, like getting into debt, like fucking borrowing $1 million for a wedding. And again, guys, I cannot fathom how to live like a normie, man. When I see like fucking normies wearing a mask in 2024, all going on to 2025, part of me wants to grab them and like fucking be like, what's wrong with you? Another part of me is like, hey, Amr, you might have gen DNA in you that makes you hella higher IQ than these retards out there and think on a higher brain level, so they're really not equal to you. This is what you guys need to understand, you know. If you're watching this video, if you're a MGTOW, chances are you are on a higher vibration than the average normie out there. This is why I say MGTOW is a master class. Guys, I'm an elitist, okay? I believe in having elite people run the place, you know. So what you guys have really is a battle between good gens and evil gens, okay? Again, the Jews, they believe in multiple gods competing to be the best, okay? I don't believe in that bullshit, okay? Because Islam tells us there's only one God, and then you got jinns, and you got angels, and you got humans. The angels, they don't count because they don't have free will, so they don't count. Okay, so it's jinns versus humans. And again, the jinns are vastly superior to us. So at the end of the day, what you really have is that you have a competition between evil jinns and good jinns. And again, jinns have free will, okay? Vast majority of them are evil. Vast majority of them don't like us. But hey, some of them might actually be like us, okay? You guys need to understand, religion is not just for human beings. Religion is also for the jinns, okay? So Islam, Judaism, Christianity, that's not created for the descendants of Adam only. That's actually created for the jinns. There are jinns that are Muslim. They pray, they fast, they do everything we do. And again, I know some of you guys out there are saying, yo, Amr, you finally went off the deep end. Jinns live in a different world from us. Like, again, you know, the only reason I'm boosting and mentioning these videos where these high IQ people talk about some otherworldly entities, it's because it legitimizes me. So when I hear somebody talking about, oh, there are entities out there that are vastly superior to us, they run the world, I'm like, yeah, dude, those are fucking djinns. I've been saying that for years. But when I come out and I say it, you guys look at me like I fucking went mentally ill. So that's why I link to other people, who that way they corroborate my story. So at the end of the day, guys, in addition to being an elitist, I am a eugenicist, okay? For those of you who don't know what a eugenicist is somebody who believes in superior genetics, okay? This is why I don't get black woman pregnant. This is why I don't get Indian woman pregnant, okay? I'm a eugenicist. I believe in having genetically superior offspring, okay? And again, a lot of dudes out there, because they can't control their biology, like Hammerhand says, they'll go out and they'll have children with genetically inferior women, and now your kid is going to be low IQ, your kid is going to be fugly, and that's not good, you know? I'd much rather be fucking 43, 44, 45 years old and not have genetically inferior kids with a woman who's of low status, like low mental status, and I'd much rather wait for the right woman. Again, am I gonna do surrogacy? Maybe. Maybe I'll find myself a fucking 22, 23 Ukrainian woman, you know, 22, 23 year old Ukrainian woman, and be like, hey bitch, bust it wide open, and then after that, you know, go kill yourself, right? Go kill yourself. No, don't go kill yourself, you know, but, you know, what I'm going to tell a woman, and this is what you guys need to be, if any of you guys out there want to be in a relationship with a woman, you got to let the woman know up front, anytime you want to bounce, bounce, bitch. I'm going to do my thing. You want to be part of it? Cool. You don't? Hey, the door is wide open, okay? And also, make it very clear to women, guys, if you think the bitch is cheating on you, dump her in the garbage can. DTB. Dump that bitch, okay? You know, Islam tells us that no prophet was ever cheated on. What does that tell you, guys? That means women have been cheating on their men for thousands of years, okay? The only difference between woman today and woman 1,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, is that today women tell on themselves, okay? That's the only goddamn difference. Women always, always cheated on their men, okay? And this is why in Islam, when a woman cheats on her man, she gets stoned to death, because you guys need to understand, in Islam, there is no such thing as adoption. Adoption does not exist in Islam, okay? So, in Islam, you can have a child and take care of the child that does not belong to you. Yes, in fact, Islam actually encourages us to do that. I know some of you guys are going to say, doesn't that make you a cuckold? You guys have to remember, you know, like back in the day, like, people died. So a lot of orphans out there, okay? You know? And we're not talking about today when fucking some Sharmuta busts it wide open for Tyrone. And she's like, alright guys, he's gonna take care of my nigglets, you know? We ain't talking about that, you know? We're talking about legitimately taking care of children who are orphans, you know? Which was back in the day. Today, yeah, we really don't have orphans. I know some of you guys are going to say, well, there are orphans out there. Yeah, but orphans are really not that much of a deal. And yes, you guys can take care of orphans. In fact, you know, if you guys want, like, pretty much a one-way ticket to heaven, take care of the orphans, you know. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad was an orphan, and he said one of the highest believers out there will be those who take care of the orphans. So yes, take care of the orphans, but there is no adaptation. In other words, you can't go out there, get a kid from fucking China or anywhere and say, yeah, that's my son. It does not work like that. And you guys need to understand why there is no such thing as adoption in Islam. It's because lineage indicates nobility, okay? For example, the descendants of King David are the ones who are going to rule the world. Like, Jesus is a descendant of King David. We know that for a fact through the mother line, okay? So, imagine if a woman cheated on you and she's like, oh, yeah. Imagine you're King David, right? And your wife cheated on you was like one of the slave boys or something, you know, one of the gladiators. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's your son over there. That's not good. That's not good because lineage indicates nobility, okay? This is why it's very imperative for you guys out there to stick your dick in high quality woman. Don't, I mean, look, I get it. You guys want to stick your dick in some sharmuta, you know, get your socks off. I get it, okay? But at the end of the day, if you're going to procreate, you're going to have to procreate with some high quality, high IQ woman, because you don't want to have a son or a daughter that has a genetic makeup of some low IQ woman. You don't want that, guys. This is what you guys need to understand, man. You guys gotta keep your motherfucking bloodline nice, okay? Again, control your biology, like Hammer Hand says. Okay? It's imperative that you control your biology, and if you're gonna procreate with high quality woman. That way you keep your lineage respectable, okay? If you're King David, you procreate with high quality woman. You don't recreate with the town bicycle, right? So you guys out there watching this gotta understand that we're not alone in this world. And we may have hybrid DNA in us. And we need to have pity for normies. Like, again, when I was at Walmart earlier today, you know, I felt like grabbing these two black people, who, you know, two black women wearing a mask in 2024. I felt like grabbing them by the neck and be like, what's the motherfucking problem with you? But then I tell myself, hey man, these people are not equal to you. So, you know, imagine in a way, if you and I look down upon normies, imagine gens who are hella superior to us. Imagine how they look down upon us, right? So, oh, man, this video is longer than I thought. I thought this was going to be a 15, maybe a 20-minute video, but man, I went long on this video, and that's because I think, again, I am the foremost expert on gens and their interactions with humans on the face of the planet. Again, the Jews, they believe the gens are gods. They don't believe in the one God. The Jews do not believe in the one God. They believe in multiple gods, and they want to ally themselves with the God who gives them the most worldly success, which is Satan. But to them, see, the Jews don't even have a concept of Satan, honestly, okay? They say Shaitan, but to them, they don't have a concept of Satan as Muslims and Christians do. So, cannot stress this enough, guys. The Jews believe in multiple gods, and they want to ally themselves with the God who gives them the most worldly success. But according to Islam, the one true God, he does not have other gods competing with him, and he will give you worldly success just to be like, okay, bro, you want worldly success? You don't want to be with this one true God? No problem. You go with that fake God over there. See how it's going to benefit you and I throw you in the hellfire, okay? This is why a lot of these Jews out there, they keep on doubling down on evil, because they're allying themselves with evil jinns who want to destroy humanity. Like, when Kambucket Harris becomes president, trust and believe, Western civilization is going to go down in a burning flame. And you guys got to understand, this is not the first time Satan did this game. He did this game with other nations. In fact, Islam tells us that God had destroyed nations that were superior to us, you know. It's just that Satan does the same game over and over and over, and we just keep falling for it like a bunch of idiots, you know. Coincidentally, this is why all the lefty liberals, all the women sound alike, because Satan makes one script for them, and he's like, all right, motherfuckers, I ain't giving you idiots a custom script because you're all stupid retards, you know. So here's this one script, and all of you guys are going to read off of it like the bunch of low IQ retards you are, okay? So this is why a lot of women and a lot of lefty liberals out there, they say the same thing, they do the same thing, and it's like, why? This makes no sense. It's so dumb. It's like, yeah, these people are following an evil Satan that's telling them what to do, and that evil Satan is not gonna waste his time or her time by giving them a custom script. By the way, guys, when I was watching that video, they had a Q&A section where the guy giving the lecture was talking about gods being men. And some bitch was like, why can't these gods be women? It's like, you dumb bitch. We just had this super high IQ discussion, and all you care about is, why are gods not women? Talk about an evil bitch be taken by an evil djinn. And again, guys, when I say somebody's be taken by an evil djinn, doesn't mean that djinn took over their body against their will and now they're holding them hostage. No, far from it. It simply means that that person allows themselves to be taken by an evil djinn, you know? If you're a high IQ, I mean, think about Nikola Tesla, right? Nikola Tesla probably allowed himself to be taken by a high IQ djinn. And again, djinns can only interact with us on our IQ liver, on our brain power. This is why you don't see many smart black people out there, because the djinns are gonna be like, what the fuck am I gonna do with this nigger? The best I can do with him is be like, hey man, just burn down Foot Locker and shoot the barista in the forehead for not giving you a chicken tenders, you know. That's like the maximum extent a djinn can do with low IQ black people. And it's the same thing with Muslims. This is why Muslims out there really haven't done anything in over 500 years. It's because their brain power is not that high for the djinns to fuck with. And again, you got good djinns, you got bad djinns out there, okay? I cannot stress this enough, guys. You got good djinns, you got bad djinns, you know? The bad djinns are going to try to lead you to the hellfire and to your destruction. The good djinns are going to be the ones who are going to try to guide you to Jannah. They're going to try to guide you onto bigger, better things. And again, at the end of the day, guys, you have free will. I don't want anybody watching this video to think to themselves, oh shit, man, I have to rely on a djinn. You don't have to rely on a djinn. Think of djinns as your helpers. In fact, the word shaitan or Satan in Semitic language means adversary, okay? So Satan is your adversary. See, evil djinns are your adversaries, but good djinns are your aiders, okay? They're the ones who can help you. The good ones can help you. Do you see? In the Quran, when God, like 99% of the time when God speaks in the Quran, he says, we. Seldom does God say I, okay? You see, the guy in the video who was doing the breakdown of Genesis, he was like, the Torah says, we. It doesn't say I, God. It says we. That's what makes the Jews and the author of the video, you know, the guy who was who's in the video, believe that that God is multiple gods, okay? Now, we in Islam know, we know that there is one God, but when God says, we gave the book, we aided them, we did this, God is talking about all these subservient beings out there that are helping them, okay? We know that God will send angels to fight with you in battle, okay? That's part of we. God will send good jinns out there to give you high IQ ideas, like Tesla, for example, okay? That's part of the we. The part of the we is God aiding you. Like, for example, when Jonah was swallowed by the whale, that's part of the we, because that whale was dealing on behalf of God, okay? This is what you guys need to understand. When God in the Quran says, we did this, we did that, that's his way of saying, these are all subservient beings working on my behalf, okay? So, can God give you or me a good jinn to work on his behalf and help you think of high IQ stuff? You know, if you guys see me writing computer code, I'm talking to myself. I'm making all these weird hand signals, all this weird stuff. It's like, you guys look at me when I'm writing code, you'd be like, this guy's mentally ill. Something is wrong with this dude. What's wrong with this guy? It's like he's talking to himself. He's making all sorts of weird hand signals and shit like that. That's because I have a jinn who is helping me think of high IQ shit to write code with. You guys need to understand, all these high IQ people out there, like Tesla, they had jinns who are supporting them in their endeavors, okay? So, the main point of this video is for you guys to understand that there are other entities out there. Y'all want to call them ET, y'all want to call them aliens. The other entity out there are jinns. They're superior to us. They have free will. Vast majority of them want to destroy us and they mislead us. Some of them are good and they want to help you. Okay? At the end of the day, it's your call. At the end of the day, you as a human, you have free will. So, there is no such thing again as the devil made me do it. It's purely up to you, because it's like the jinns, you have free will. Okay? And lastly, do not get upset at normies, especially these people who still wear the mask and they believe whatever the shiny metal box tells them. These are regular human beings who are like animals. They're just animals. They are what Terence Pop would refer to as hairless apes. That's pretty much what these people are, okay? And yes, people, even though they might be hairless apes, they were created by God, you know. There is no such thing as evolution. We were not once fucking chimpanzees, and then all of a sudden, we became human beings. You know, the exception is Coach Bitchpill, but that's for another video. But yeah, these people out there who are like low IQ, they're normies. These are probably people who have 100% human DNA, and therefore they're just like hairless apes. They're pretty much animals in a way, okay, guys? So at the end of the day, I want everybody out there to understand this really good, okay? Soon, the US government is going to say, hey, there are aliens. There are aliens who want to interact with us. Those aliens, they're already here. They're already interacting with us. They're called jinns. the aliens that the U.S. government is going to introduce us to, those are going to be the evil djinns who are going to destroy us. Now, a lot of people out there, when they are told there are aliens out there and they're going to help us, they're going to be like, why? Because these are pure human DNA people who never interacted with the djinns or don't even have djinn DNA in them. So when the U.S. government comes out and says, hey, mankind, listen, there are these aliens out there and they want to help us, I'm going to be sitting like this, like, you got the evil djinns who want to destroy you. That's what you motherfuckers got. Okay, I got the good djinns. Okay, so I want everybody watching this motherfucking video to be like, yeah, we get it. Those are djinns, but you guys got the bad ones who are going to destroy you, you know, at the White House and what have you. Okay, guys? So, yeah, I know some of you guys out there are going to be saying, yo, Amr, you finally fell off the deep end. You might need to seek medical advice, you know, shit like that. But I'm just telling you, dudes, eventually the U.S. government is going to announce that there are aliens and those aliens are here to help us. I'm just letting you know those aliens are already here. And if you're like me, you're probably already interacting with them. Heck, you might even have their DNA already in you. And again, those aliens, ETs, they're called djinns. And the ones that the U.S. government is going to announce, those are the evil ones who want to destroy humanity. But at the end of the day, djinns, they're already here. They're interacting with us. Heck, as far as we know, we might even have some of their DNA in us. This is why we are so different compared to the rest of the cattle and the herds and the animals out there. Anyway, guys, that's my video. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.